half of the hour, Thursday, March 20th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap around. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Jennifer off this week. That pretty much gives you the rundown. I'm Dudley Steffen with the essence of the big news today, the stories. I actually kind of want to go back through the timeline for a moment. The Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 began in our minds on Saturday morning, March 8th, took off at 12:40 in the morning. Investigators believe somebody reprogrammed the plane's flight management system to turn away from its original flight plan. Then 26 minutes after takeoff, the plane sent out its last automatic maintenance data info to the airline itself. At 1:19 in the morning, the co-pilot told air traffic controllers, "All is well, all right, good night," as the plane moved toward Vietnamese airspace. Those were the last words heard from the plane. So where does the search stand now? In the Indian Ocean, near Australia, you have probably heard by now that the Australian satellites picked up some debris in the ocean. There are three or four planes that either are there or are headed in that direction. Weather is bad there today. First plane on the scene could not find, given the coordinates that came off of the satellite pictures, could not find the debris that had been mentioned, even though one of those items is 79 feet long, did not find them. And so there is a ship that's on the way that could pick out of the water whatever debris was in there. Take it 2 days to get there.
Yeah, they've rerouted a container ship to go over there.
A shipping ship.
And also they're dropping markers because the weather is really bad in that area right now, so they're having problems with that.
Okay, the Malaysians did themselves no favors yesterday, and they have expressed regret because there were a number of families that were complaining at a press conference about the lack of knowledge, and they were removed for protesting. Can you imagine that happening in the United States? Protesters at some function, and then they are yanked away because it's embarrassing for the powers that be. I'm not being really facetious about that because it has happened here. And the outrage that's being expressed by a lot of people around the world, man, the Malaysian Prime Minister had these people taken away for protesting because they handled this like they were third graders.
We've never pulled out people for protesting more information on their missing family members.
Well, but I'm just saying in general, there are lots of different circumstances in which misinformation, lack of information, poor information, you name it, comes from government officials here. And there are people who protest that. On the mall in Washington, you know that better than anybody, Richie, because you live there. There are protests all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes with regard to authority. The president gets heckled here and there. The vice president gets heckled here and there. Members of the cabinet get heckled. Members of Congress get heckled. Members of the Senate get heckled. Public officials get heckled.
If they're on public property, and until they break some kind of rule or law, they pretty much leave them alone. But
we had some
handcuffed themselves to the White House fence the other day, and so of course they take them out.
That's cool. I think that's fun. I see a little of that.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the point is that these people are the ones, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, I don't think we really understand how the government works over there. Very simplistic. I wasn't being facetious. I'm using
that
word
right
today. The government, it's like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. You think we have a lousy government here. You think our officials are unresponsive. You think things run poorly. You ought to be in some of these countries like Malaysia. They're just Africa is another place where you go, and you find it's in many cases some of the countries in the Middle East too. They're not very finite when it comes to their organization, and the last thing they're interested in being is accountable.
Go try and get a new driver's license in Colombia.
Yeah, really?
It's maddening.
Right. Okay. So you understand what's what. So anyway, with regard to the flight, there was a Royal Australian Air Force P-3 that flew over the area. There are four other planes, as I said, they were on their way. They could not locate the debris, and that's as Richie suggested, because the weather is so bad there. But altogether, there are 18 ships, 29 aircraft. Helicopters also have been deployed into the region. They're going to find anything. I don't think they're going to find anything, because the plane's not there. It isn't.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think the plane is there at all. I'd be very surprised. Everything's subject to, but you know as well as I do, we have one of our Navy Poseidon aircraft there. I went over the target area as well, found nothing. So you can. There are all kinds of possibilities. What was it that they saw? It could have been a piece of something from a cruise liner, something from a container ship. Who knows what this stuff is? But the fact that everybody, you looked all of a sudden, all the news, CNN, NBC, ABC, Washington Times, New York Times. Yeah, we've seen it. We've spotted it. It's a breakthrough. We haven't found anything. But everybody's grasping at straws because everybody's been led down this path like sheep. And the story is fascinating, yeah. But does it deserve all of this attention? All these experts? I mean, CNN, there's nothing on CNN except this stuff. It's a great drama. Yeah, it is. But other than that, what good is it unless you get somebody on the plane? Somebody in your family's on the plane, it's worth something. Other than that, it's a real distraction.
It's a credible lead
in our country.
You follow it up. It's a credible lead. You follow it up and see what's there.
And it's the only lead that they've really had.
Yeah,
for right. Almost 2 weeks.
But I'm saying, is this the kind of thing that so takes over? I look at CNN's homepage. It's all about the wreckage. It's all about credible information. It's all about this flight.
Oh, CNN has glommed onto this one.
Yeah. Why are we so obsessed with this flight? 888-302-3684. Roberta, how much time did you spend yesterday paying attention to the fate of these people and the fate of the plane?
Oh, probably online, I'd say 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Richie, how about you?
I certainly was interested when I heard or saw updates about it, and I would spend a minute just kind of seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got my attention for sure.
Right. How about you, Kenny?
Well, outside of what I would need to focus on for Good Day,
right?
I started yesterday afternoon. That was the first thing I flipped on CNN to see if when I got up to see if the plane had been found.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's captivating. It's a captivating story.
Yeah. There's a picture that I've seen, a pretty incredible sand sculpture of, it's labeled, if you've seen it, Pray for Flight 370. Somebody has created two perfect hands in the sand with an airplane sitting in the hands. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's really very. But this is the kind of attention being paid to this thing. All right, so
there's also been a lot of funnies that have been going around, like, you know, with the cast of Lost with the plane in the background. I saw one with Gilligan's Island with the plane in the background, and one with Fantasy Island. They play.
I'm not ready for that.
Stuff like that going around.
Yeah,
as well.
you gotta wait till the plane's found before you can start doing anything.
Yeah, it's a little. You wonder about the bad taste.
Yeah.
You do, Roberta?
if she's wondering,
wow.
It's bad.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, more big news. We have dogs in the news today. It's International Happy Day, in case you didn't know that. And Roberta has her report from the Queen of Chief coming up next year on Good Day.
You're in the military, and that means you can do 100 more push-ups than we can. So for that, and everything else you do 100 times better, enjoy a $100 credit when you activate a new qualified line of service available on the AT&T Mobile Share Value Plan. To learn more, go to att.com/military savings.
Credit offer ends March 31st, 2014. Activate new qualified wireless line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Visit att.com/100credit for full requirements. Eligibility requirements and other charges and restrictions apply.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva who comes to die. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Here to impress us with her knowledge, Roberta the Queen of Cheap with the deals today that will set you ahead any number of ways, mostly by saving money. That puts you ahead, but maybe there's some things in here that you didn't even know existed. So let's move ourselves ahead, Roberta.
Okay, well, it's spring ahead, and first day is spring, and Rita Italian Ices, giving away free Italian ices today to mark the first day of spring. If you're in a place that's warm, that's great. They'll cool you off. If you're in a place that's cold, you might want to melt them and make like a warm drink out of them or something. Free Italian ices at Rita's. If you're planning your summer vacation, SeaWorld has a whole bunch of incredible discounts for SeaWorld San Antonio, San Diego, and the one in Orlando, Busch Gardens. So we have all sorts of good discounts for you for SeaWorld, and they're all at DougSteffen.com. Jack in the Box, buy one, get one free. Their hamburger called a Bacon Insider. You can, like, double your chances of a heart attack. And Lego, if your kid loves Lego the way Rich's son loves Lego, on April 1st, kids 6 to 14 can build and take home a free Lego model helicopter at a Lego store near you. And we tell you where those are at DougSteffen.com and tell you about all other ways to save all kinds of money and get free stuff in the mail and, you know, stuff like that. But it's absolutely wonderful things. So
those Lego guys are smart.
And check out the Queen of Cheap section.
You go in, you get a free helicopter, and you spend $100 on Lego sets.
That's a lot of things.
Well, that's a clever way of doing it. It's kind of like Home Depot, you know, bringing your kids for a free, you know, clinic that they do.
Yep.
And go out, you know.
All right, so special deals from SeaWorld, Jack in the Box, more of those things. Some of them are cumulative. You can find them in the pretty much the midsection of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert's tips on how to shop for the right things in the food department. 21 after on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
About the contestants on American Idol. So let's present some of them to you, and we'll tell you what we think, starting with Jenna Irene singing a song called Clarity. Bands. Actually, I'm trying to figure out what I didn't like and what I liked. What I don't like is the percussive sound. So crank this up, Richie. When you're listening or watching Fox News or some of the other news channels, when they go from one thing to the next, they do that blaster, whatever that is.
Right.
And it sounds so phony. And that's what I'm hearing in the music. How do they create that? Anybody know? Kenny, how they create that sound, that percussive sound?
Drums.
It just, no, but it's an electronic connection to it.
That's all drums. I mean, drums, bass, and some keyboards can do percussive sounds, but...
I don't know, it seems like a lot. All right, so, Roberta, what do you think of Jenna Irene?
Not too fond of it.
Not much, okay. Kenny, what about you?
Does nothing for me.
Nothing. Me either. What about you, Richie?
Nowhere.
Nowhere, okay.
Nowhere.
So let's see. Next contestant is Alex Preston singing The Story of My Life.
The ground beneath my feet is open wide.
Wow, I'm done with that.
Ugh, that's horrible.
That is terrible.
These people should be ashamed of themselves for putting this stuff on. All right, here's Malaya Watson singing When I Was Your Man. Or am I missing?
Chicks dig Bruno Mars in his music, so maybe she says when I was your woman. Let's just... No, she didn't change it. But she's dancing. Yeah, no, she didn't change it.
Did you watch this last night, Lil?
I did not.
No.
You know, my wife, who is the one who watches all of the music shows, she watches The Voice religiously.
But not
so much on American Idol anymore.
Okay, this is next contestant is Caleb Johnson singing Edge of Glory on American Idol. Whatever the ones that we liked at the beginning, are they already eliminated? We had two or three that we heard one morning that we really liked.
You know,
I noticed this with watching The Voice, and Roberta, you probably noticed the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll see a singer that's really good.
Yeah.
Like the other day on The Voice, they had this kind of rough, bluesy guy, and they made him try and sing a song that just he could not do, and he got eliminated.
Get up out of there. On one hand, they're saying, you know, like, pick a style and identify yourself, and, you know, so people know exactly what to expect from you, but then they give them songs that are so out of their style that they sound awful.
When he auditioned, may have sang a song that really is just perfect for his voice.
Right.
And now they're saying, okay, you have to pick from this category, and man, they just can't get it. Do it.
You know, it's like asking a country singer to sing opera. Like, of course they're going to be bad.
Right, yeah. It's tough sometimes. But you know what? If you're going to be a professional and you're going to be able to hit it all, you got to be able to do everything.
We had a fellow on earlier this morning, Vince Gelinese. Isn't that his name, Kenny? Who was able to sing all genres. He started as an opera singer. He was an Elvis impersonator. He had a very nice, what we would consider, pop song that's popular now, and I think that we can check it out, actually, at DougStephan.com. Don't we have it somewhere on the website, Kenny?
We do.
Yeah. It was very nice. Presentation was good, and he really could sing. Amazing, huh? he really knew how to sing. They got to know how to do all of that stuff. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Singing, and one of the songs that pertain to what's going on here on the Good Day program. And then there are new singers and new songs for us to consider. And we're going to do that with a fellow named Vince Gelinese. Is that how to pronounce his name? I like that sound.
I think that's right.
Vince Gelinese is going to join us as a new contributor. He could be on American Idol. Maybe win. Maybe actually have somebody on American Idol that's got some talent. Oh, did I just say that?
Except I think he's Australian.
Oh, so do they have? They probably have an Australian.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah,
don't they? It's pretty much all around the world.
Must.
Time for us to give thanks as we get into another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here. Jennifer off back next week. You have heard me a lot in the last, pretty much since the beginning of the year, talking about blessings that we have, the scope of the blessings that you have, and giving thanks. So I've asked every day, and I haven't done a good job of this myself, because you get into some of these things and my head gets wrapped around all this stuff, and I forget, as you might, to give thanks for what it is that is happening in your life that's really superb. So, with that in mind, an expression of gratitude, if you go to your Facebook page, I've gone to facebook.com/Good Day Show through Kenny's efforts and posted my feelings. My thought today is that March Madness is a great thing to be thankful for, because it gets a lot of people's minds off of all this other hoopla, whether it's the airplane, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's what's going on with Obamacare, what's happening in your corner of the world. It's nice to have a distraction and a positive one. So grateful Facebook posts. Please post yours and share it with me and all of us, and we'll do the same. So today I'm thankful for March Madness. What are you thankful for? 888-302-3684. Speaking of that, how about we spend a moment or two listening to a conversation that Greg Knapp had on his radio program about the NCAA and March Madness and how much money is made through the next couple of weeks and whether the college athletes ought to be paid for what they're doing.
Attorney Jeffrey Kessler is now representing 5 athletes in a class action lawsuit going after the NCAA for not paying the athletes, calling the major athletic conferences a cartel, saying that they are illegally restraining competition for the services of the players. Do you think players should be paid? His reasoning is what you've heard many, many times. The universities and athletic conferences make billions of dollars. negotiating television contracts. They bring in money for the university. They bring in money for the coaches. The coaches in many states, he says in most states, the head football coach is the highest paid state employee. Well, I don't know. I'd have to look that up because are they including what the alumni also pay them? See, I know from looking at a lot of these contracts, the football coach may make a couple hundred grand from the actual university. The way they make $3 million is the rest of it is paid to them through the alumni association. That's private money. That's totally different than if the state was paying it with taxpayer dollars. The alumni work out all kinds of great deals for him. They come up with his radio show, his TV show, the live endorsements that he does. All that private stuff has nothing to do with taxpayer dollars. That's still a lot of money, but it's not taxpayer dollars. That's a little different. However, the question is simply this. Okay, yes, they get tuition, books, room, board. They get tutoring. They get a heck of a lot of great stuff for performing on the football field or the basketball court or the baseball diamond, but is it enough? And, you know, I get a little tired of hearing these all these poor athletes. They just don't get paid, and they could get hurt. Oh, they've been playing the sport all their life, and they could get hurt. When they played in high school, they didn't get paid, and they could have gotten hurt, and they weren't even getting anything extra. I mean, everybody got the same education in high school. Now they get this free education, 4 years or five, if they redshirt a year. They get free clothes as long as they're wearing the school logo, right? They got food, they got tuition. I would have loved a deal like that. And they're getting trained to play in the NFL. Try not to go to college and get in the NFL. They're getting a very good training if that's what they want to do, and if they're good enough, obviously. But if they're not, they just got a free education. And if they get hurt while playing, the school takes care of that. Now, here's where I would say they should get paid. Here's where I believe they should get paid. They're working at least 20 hours a week when they're allowed to practice, and they're working more than that to stay in shape. Why not pay them the same way you pay a student who has a job on campus? A lot of kids, while they're at young men and women, while they're in college, maybe they work at the library part-time, right? Maybe they work as a teacher's assistant part-time. Okay, how is that any different than somebody who is working as a football player or a basketball player? So give them that same kind of pay per hour that you would give a student who works at the library.
All right. What do you think of that proposal? 888-302-3684. Comments about whether college athletes ought to be paid. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kenny, you can phrase that any way you want to, obviously. And Twitter at Good Day. The essence of conversation. Those of you who are wondering what the latest from the Malaysian Airlines front, there are four military search planes that were dispatched earlier to try to figure out whether the objects that were seen by an Australian satellite in the ocean were from the plane. Other than that, there are 18 ships, 29 aircraft, 6 helicopters deployed in this area looking. The Royal Australian Air Force crew that was on the scene first has been unable to locate the debris. It's a rainy area of the Indian Ocean today, so they're going to keep looking around there, probably, because they want to try to satisfy some of these families that are looking for answers. That's the latest in that department. 21 before the hour, in a few moments, we're going to meet singer Vince Gelinese, or Gelinese, depending on what part of the world he's from. Gelinese, I like that. Gelinese, we'll find out how he wants to have us perform when it comes to his name. He's got a song called Every Dream that I want you to hear. That's coming up here. In the meantime, I want to get you focused on identity theft, scams, that sort of thing. There are a lot of warnings that are coming out today with regard to scams on this Malaysian airliner. You open up your email and there's some big headline there. Wow, there's the solution. The plane's been found. You click on it and your identity, bingo, is stolen. Ask me, ask your friends, ask people in your family. Everybody has been touched by this one way or another. And sometimes identity thieves can get in, drain money from your bank account if you use the same email address to do your business. This is a perfect scam. Don't let this happen to you. Call the experts at Life Defense. They are relentless about protecting your identity. They monitor billions of records to help protect you and other members. You'll get monthly all-clear emails if there's nothing to worry about. They will cover you for up to $1 million if it is connected to identity theft. And this is an insurance policy backed by AIG. The fact that you could find out the hard way is not what I really want for you. I want for you to be protected. I've done it with Life Defense myself. If you don't think it's going to happen to you, you're kidding yourself. You're foolish. Do what I did. Call 800-366-1026. That's the way to get a free 30-day trial of Life Defense. 800-366-1026. You'll also get free roadside assistance should your car break down. That's connected to the same insurance policy. Free identity theft protection. And this roadside assistance is yours for 30 days. You get a free 30-day trial of Life Defense and all of its protection by calling now for details. 800-366-1026. Again, life is better when you protect it. Life Defense. Tell them Doug sent you when you call 800-366-1026.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Feel the rhythm of your heart lying next to me. You're a river of love.
I like to host what might be called songs and stories.
I watch you fall asleep.
Vince Gelinese is an Italian, moved to Australia, and is now touring in America thanks to good music like this. The song is called Every Dream. It was a big hit this past year. Number one on Billboard's Hot Singles Sales Chart. Been on the chart for 20 weeks. And actually still in the top 10 after a number of months. You may have heard of him, or if you didn't really recognize the name, you recognize the song, Every Dream. What a great, great story. And sort of an inspiration as well. Vince Gelinese, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Are you a writer of songs? Is this material mostly all yours that you're performing?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I'm the writer.
So how did you come to know that you had talent? At what age did Vince Gelinese, growing up in Italy, at what age did you know that you had it?
Well, I was actually born in Italy, and we migrated to Australia when I was almost at the age of three. I knew fairly early that I was captivated by music, and at the age of sort of eight, I was always singing. I would pick up a broom and pretend it was a guitar. And at the age of 14, I started playing guitar, and I think I started writing my first song at the age of 14. And by the time I was 16, I joined my first band playing a different type of genres, from pop rock to Latin continental.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of gave me a broad range and a wider scope of genres, and I just started writing. I was always writing you know, being in Australia, we don't have a big population, and the music industry really isn't that big here.
Mostly it's Americans. Yeah.
Absolutely, and it was always, while I always tried to be as professional as possible, regardless of where I was performing, to ever have something on the charts was always a dream away, so to speak.
So what were your, let's dig around a little bit into your family life. How encouraging were your mother, your father, if you had siblings, people in your family, when they saw that you had talent and that you were very desirous of continuing to pursue that? Did they encourage you, or did they tell you, now, Vince, there's a better future in being a plumber?
Their encouragement was actually non-existent.
Really?
Every time I picked up a guitar, my mother would tell me to shut up.
I grew up around a little of that myself. Yes, I understand.
And you know, it's funny when I look back now that it was like that. But you know, when something's in your blood, it's a part of you. You just can't let go. And
is your mother still alive?
Later on. She is, actually, God bless her soul.
So what does she think of your... what does she think of your... After having told you to shut up and wash the floor or whatever, what does she think of your success now?
Well, she said, how did that happen?
Really? She didn't get that her son had talent, right? Are there shows in Australia, television shows like we have here, like American Idol or Australia's Got Talent? Are there those...
We do have Australian Idol. We have the X Factor as well. Australia's Got Talent. We have those kind of shows. But
I think of going on them, or are you too old?
Well, I actually auditioned for X Factor many years ago, and the response was they weren't looking for professionals, so I wouldn't be going through.
Got it. Okay.
So
you came to America, and you spent some time in Las Vegas as an Elvis impersonator?
Well, not so much as an Elvis impersonator, but we were putting together a rock and roll show, and there were parts of it that had Elvis within the show, and I was going to be singing the Elvis song. Yes.
I got it.
So I'm not a... I mean, I love Elvis. I love his music. I grew up listening to his music. But I'm not a mad Elvis freak, so to speak.
So in terms of you and your preferences, I don't hear in every dream any rock and roll. But yet it seems that you really like rock and roll, and that much of your focus has been centered on rock music.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I did 6 years of classical and opera when I was younger, and that still remains a part of what I do.
Great training.
So,
yeah.
Because I've covered so many different genres, different styles of music over the years, depending on what I'm singing, I adapt to that style of singing. You know, if I'm doing a country song, then I, you know, you make it sound like you're drawling, and you give it that nice depth and make it sound country. If you're doing a rock song, you give it that rock feel, and if you're doing an opera song, well, then you're singing opera. So
you can do that if you're good. If you're not good, and I'm thinking about some of the people that are around today that are well known for a particular genre, I can't imagine Madonna singing opera. Doesn't work. Does it?
Well, you never know. Maybe she could. Maybe she it's a hidden talent that she hasn't, you know, uncovered yet. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so if you're interested in this man and the song Every Dream or some of his other music, go to GelonesiMusic.com, GelonesiMusic.com, music.com, GelonesiMusic.com. We've met Vince Gelonesi, and here again is a snippet from Every Dream. Nice to have you here on Good Day, Vince, and continued success. Hope you do well. I like you, sort of an entrepreneur in a manner of speaking.
For you to stay, for what you feel inside is already on its way. Everybody loves her. Everybody loves her.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She has a unique and, in my opinion, smart style. I have pretty much always been a fan of Sheryl Crow's. And interesting news today regarding her career, what she's decided to do, Roberta, in New York, is create a Broadway play out of Barry Levinson's Diner. The doors are going to open, but apparently not on Broadway first. There have been a lot of delays in the production of this show. Now they're going to open up at the Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia, Richie. But not until next December. But I am amazed at how much work it takes to put these things together. These are really
difficult. It seems to be a trend.
What is that?
You know, it started with Green Day doing American Idiot on Broadway. It's the first one that I can actually recall of a big, big Broadway show that was really spearheaded by musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Kinky Boots on Broadway right now, which is... what's her name? I'm drawing a blank right now.
It's okay.
Female singer from the 80s, very popular, Cyndi Lauper.
Ah.
I believe is
So what's that show about?
It's about the movie. People who
so
got
putting that is a trend.
Factory.
Yeah, taking. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You got the Carole King musical, beautiful. You got Sting working on one called The Last Ship, based on his latest CD.
Well, how do you come up with all how many theaters are there on Broadway? They need to have material, so people are stretching
a
now
dozen
because
or so.
There are a dozen good ones. Mm-hmm. So and they
good ones.
Sometimes
and there's countless. There's hundreds of off Broadway,
right.
You know,
the shows,
Broadway theaters.
If they don't make it though, if they get bad reviews and they're done the first night, the first week, the first month, you got to come up with something else to keep the theater viable, right? You got to keep producing these things so that they're. It's like anything
they
else.
Close.
Yeah, they close.
But then you got shows that are just really iffy shows. I remember going to Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know, I remember.
And falling asleep during the second act. It was just horrendous.
You know what? So will they shut down a theater for a few months until the next one is ready?
Excuse me?
Will they shut down a theater for a few months until the next, really?
Well, because they're paying the theater to do the rehearsals in it. You know, if you've ever gone into a theater where they're still rehearsing a new show, everything is in the middle of the audience. You know, the soundboards are there, the light people are there. You know, everything is just all in the seats as they're trying to figure stuff out.
Wow, so these theaters aren't open every day.
And renting it, yes.
Right, wow.
Yeah. But a lot of shows go off-Broadway first. Like Once, for instance, was at the New York Theater Workshop. And it moved to Broadway essentially exactly the same.
You know, what was Once about?
Same actors. So, you know, things sometimes start either out of town or at the Public Theater.
What was Once about?
Once is based on the movie. It's,
I don't
it's
know
about
what the movie's about.
called Once. It's about a couple who meets. I believe it's in the UK or Ireland. Mm. It's a wonderful, wonderful musical.
Mm. I guess
but
I missed
again,
it.
I saw it twice. It's one of those musicals that doesn't have that. It has to have the tourist appeal.
I know the song Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady.
No, that's not the one. Falling Slowly is the song from Once.
Got it. All right, some more celebrity
news.
You know,
things like Spider-Man, Wicked. I mean, these shows are just horrendous, but tourists love them.
Okay, celebrity news coming up here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onion, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
I noticed Russell Crowe actually did meet with the Pope, although it was not what they expected. Apparently, his weekly address in St. Peter's Square, he was just there, and they shook hands, and that was it. So if you were wondering about Russell Crowe and the Pope, that's the real story.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.